This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Well, Victoria is still one of the only, was the only state not to have any type of redress or compensation from the government for the stolen generations. So we're addressing that directly by meeting with the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Natalie Hutchins, last week, and by advocating in a legal sense as well as a morally forthright sense that this needs to happen and soon, because the elders are getting sick, they're getting old and they're passing away, and we don't want to see this continue any longer without the very serious justice issue of redress being acknowledged and addressed by the state government.
Yeah, so you talk about justice, a lot of people have this sort of ideology that it's about people just getting given money. It's not about that. So when you talk about former justice, it is one of the recommendations from the Bringing Them Home report, same with the actual national apology. So 10 years later, why is it still taking this long?
Well, that's a really good question, and I actually wish I had the answer why this was taking so long. We actually asked the government that, and their response was they didn't know either. So it's like, right, so no one in government actually knows what the stalling is on this, so let's get to work on it. And it is one of the 54 recommendations, and I think people forget that sorry and an apology was just one recommendation out of a series of recommendations on which together, if they were all applied, would bring a greater sense of healing and justice to the community. So obviously redress and compensation is one that hasn't been addressed in Victoria as yet, so we're ensuring that we're pushing forward and advocating very strongly about that.
So regarding reparations in a scheme, it's not just also receiving some form of an offer, financial offer. There's also opportunity for counselling or any access to health services. How important is that for people's healing?
Oh, it's extremely vital and important. And so, yeah, redress, a package of redress isn't just about a financial sum, although we are advocating for that because that is part of the justice process and the legal process here in Australia. But we're also talking about providing funds for healing, but also for example, cultural programs for people and individuals, community groups and families to be able to access the history, access the culture that was denied them through this process of child removal, and also things like funeral funds and headstones. A lot of Stolen Gens members, unfortunately, their family members are in paupers' graves with no markings whatsoever. So there's a package of things that we've consulted with the community over the years, not just VALS but other agencies. It's a collective knowledge about what the community is after. And so it is a package, but again, it does include a financial amount as well, because that's the law, and so why not be able to access that?
Right, and so there's also a lot of people who need to go back to country as well and meet up with family that they haven't met, which is a big part of the healing process. Is that encouraged?
Yes, absolutely. And so we've got organisations that have been doing a great job with that, such as Link Up and the Koori Heritage Trust, who have a family tracing unit. But we want to see those organisations and community organisations funded even more to be able to continue that work. And also acknowledging that this is an intergenerational trauma that's occurring. So it doesn't just end with the generation of elders who are removed. It is passed on through the children and the grandchildren as well. So what is going to be available for them once they become of age and start thinking about and having to deal with this legacy?
Okay, so in the process that you're in now, you talked about how Sorry Day was a cut-off for some form of consultation.
So what we did was we met with the minister last week. We took a delegation of elders to meet with Minister Natalie Hutchins, and basically we just set down a challenge. Like, we want to get a firm decision from the state government by May 26th this year, which is, of course, National Sorry Day. And we've had enough of just the umming and ahhing about this and the maybes and so on. There's the deadline. Give us an answer. If it's going to be yes, yes, great. If it's going to be no, well, all right, we'll take that and keep fighting. But we just want to hear, we're sick of the political dithering around it and just want to hear a clear, straight answer from government. And I think the elders deserve that out of respect for them.
All right, Alistair, thank you so much for joining the program. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.